From Tidbits on August 22nd, 2016, this is AT&T's new cell plans eliminate data overage fees by Josh Centers. AT&T has introduced a set of new wireless plans called Mobile Share Advantage that eliminate the $15 per gigabyte data overage fees. Instead, when you reach your data cap, your speed will be reduced to a maximum of 128 kilobits per second for the rest of your billing cycle. That's painfully slow, but at least you won't have surprise data charges on your bill. Those who find the speed reduction problematic can jump to the next highest plan. We presume you can switch back at a later date. Although AT&T hasn't said anything to this effect, generally speaking, you must explicitly switch to one of the new plans to take advantage of it. AT&T doesn't usually switch you automatically. The new Mobile Share Advantage data plans start 1 gigabyte for $30 per month, with 3 gigabytes for $40, 6 gigabytes for $60, and 10 gigabytes for $80. Unlike competitors T-Mobile and Sprint, AT&T isn't offering an unlimited option, but the company's new plans go all the way up to 100 gigabytes for $450 per month. All Mobile Share Advantage plans include rollover data, support for iOS's personal hotspot, unlimited domestic talking and texting, and unlimited texting to 120-plus countries. The 10 gigabyte and higher plans also include unlimited talking and texting with Mexico and Canada, as well as free roaming in Mexico. You can have up to 10 devices on one plan. All of AT&T's plans require a per-device access charge of $10 to $40 per month, but AT&T has simplified these fees as well. With Mobile Share Advantage plans, contract-free smartphones and non-business plans incur a $20 per month access charge. Adding a cellular-capable iPad or other tablet costs $10 per month. Smartphones still under two-year contracts retain their $40 per month access charge. It's likely that the new Mobile Share Advantage plans will either save you money or provide more data for roughly the same amount that you're paying now. To determine the specific details for your situation, call AT&T or visit an AT&T store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.